Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And it's a very good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, TC, and good morning to our listeners. And it's looking another beautiful day out there.
Well, it's a bit wet over here. It must be sunnier over your way.
Well, it's sunny. I haven't actually gone outside to have a look, but it's looking good from the window here.
That's good.
Right, TC, today I'm going to be talking about a show that won a record 62 Primetime Emmy Awards. It went for 236 episodes between 1994 and 2004. And its title is Friends, set in the Central Perk Cafe, West Village, Manhattan. Originally, it was going to be called Six of One, then Friends Like Us, and eventually they just stuck with Friends. And, wow, what a history that particular show had. I'll just print through a couple of things about the show. Ross and Rachel have a child together after a one-night stand. Chandler and Monica date and marry each other. Phoebe marries Mike Hennigan. Other frequently recurring characters included Ross and Monica's parents, Ross's ex-wife, their son Ben, Carol's lesbian partner Susan, Central Perk barista Gunther, Chandler's ex-girlfriend Janice, and Phoebe's evil twin sister Ursula. I never knew they had an evil twin sister in that series, but there we go. There were six main characters, and probably the most famous of them all is Jennifer Aniston, who played Rachel Green. Her films over a period of time have grossed $1.6 billion, so she certainly has been a success story. Many popular films. Her father is John Aniston, who has played Victor Kyriakis in the actual TV series The Days of Our Lives since 1965. And I think, as most people know, she was married to Brad Pitt for 5 years, and there's a little rumour, Terry, that they've been seen together again recently having tea. So who knows? Maybe a remarriage there. Who knows? She was also married to Justin Theroux, the actor. Courtney Cox, who played Monica Geller, as we will pronounce it, was well known as Gail Weathers in four horror film franchise called Scream. And Scream was very successful in its day and grossed over $608 million.
And also that young lass that jumped up on the stage with Bruce Springsteen, which you mentioned on Monday.
Yes, I was about to mention that too. So there's a fifth film coming up with in the Scream franchise. She's also played Lauren Miller in Family Ties for a couple of years and recently in a series called Cougar Town as Jules Cobb. She was married to David Arquette, actor, and also at one stage that David was a pro wrestler. He was also involved in those Scream films, and of course, as you mentioned, she's the girl that was pulled up in that Dancing in the Dark clip. Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe Buffay, now she's got some great awards. She's won an Emmy Award, two Screen Guild Awards out of 12 noms, and a Golden Globe Award for a 1998 film called The Opposite of Sex, which won her some really, really good awards. I best remember her from a film called Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
That was so good. Hilarious.
Didn't it, have you? Oh, good. Yeah, it was a good film because it was a film about confronting former school bullies and sort of just, empowering themselves.
Didn't they go to their school union and they were worried they hadn't achieved anything, so they made up that they'd invented post-it notes?
Yes. It was a terrific little film. She's appeared on The Simpsons and hosted Saturday Night Live, so Lisa's had a pretty good career. She was also Laura Sobel in two films called Analyze This and Analyze That, opposite Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal, who played gangsters in those two films. I've seen one of them, but I don't think I've seen both. Matt LeBlanc played Joey Tribbiano, who was a sort of a wannabe actor in the TV series. And eventually, Joey in the series played Dr. Drake Ramori in actually The Days of Our Lives. So there's a little link back to Jennifer Aniston's dad there. Of course, he was in a spin-off TV series called Joey, which went for about 3 years or so. in recent years. He's been in a TV series called Episodes, which I must admit I don't know, but he's won Golden Globe Awards as the best actor from the series, so he must have done very well. A little bit of trivia. He first appeared on our screens in 1987 in a Heinz tomato ketchup commercial. You've got to start somewhere. He also had a recurring role as Vinnie Verducci in a TV series called Married with Children, and where he dated Al Bundy's daughter, Kelly. And Kelly was played by a very young Christina Applegate. Matthew Perry, he played Chandler Bing. And films like The Whole Nine Yards and 17 Guinness are the ones I remember best. He's done voice work on video games. He played Oscar Madison in the TV series remake of The Odd Couple in 2015 to 2017. And he got quite some acclaim in 2017 for playing Ted Kennedy in the miniseries The Kennedys After Camelot. I don't know how they made that title up, but that's what it's called. His personal life was a bit of a mess there for between seasons 3 and 6, where he had major alcohol and drug issues. And according to himself, he struggled to remember those years. So, gosh, he must have been in a bad way. But, of course, he's going great guns now. David Schwimmer, who played Ross Geller, he got his start years ago in TV series like LA Law, magical TV show that. I used to love that one. The Wonder Years, NYPD Blue, and... He's had various film roles since the show's finished. He was the voice of Melman the Giraffe in the animated film Madagascar. He's since directed, done stage work. And in 2016, he played Robert Kardashian. Yes, that's the father of Kim, Khloe and Courtney, in the film The People vs. O.J. Simpson. And O.J. Simpson was Robert Kardashian's best man at the wedding, which through the marriage created Kim and Khloe and Courtney. So he got some very, very good reviews over that particular role. As it turned out, all the members between seasons 8 and 10 were on, get this Terry, $1 million an episode. Not bad money.
Nice work if you can get it.
Oh, well, I certainly got it. They got it through David Schwimmer, who played Ross, because he was ruthless with the executives, producers, whoever he had to be. He was quite a negotiator, and there was quite a rise from when they started in the first year at $22,500 an episode. So they ended up doing very, very well. They all like one another. It's quite amazing. It's quite a few of these TV series. People have issues, but not this lot. They all adore one another by the sounds of it. Jennifer Aniston is, in fact, godmother to Courtney Cox and David Arquette's daughter, Coco. For the fans, there's a reunion special that was made in May this year in the USA. I think it's on Netflix, so it's one of those. I'll say Netflix for the moment, but don't hold me to that. It should be able to be found if people look it up on YouTube. There's also sort of a 17-minute little clip there with Noelle Sheldon, who played Ross and Rachel's daughter, Emma, very, very babyish Emma, is now grown up, of course, and she hosts a little a bit of this particular, revisit reunion. And the cast revisit the sets, they read some scripts, they do reenactments, and there's footage from behind the scenes, and you get to see people like, in this particular special, Danny DeVito, Brad Pitt, of course, Sean Penn, and even Julia Roberts, because Matthew Perry and Julia Roberts were dating for 12 months there in about 1995, so Julia Roberts made quite a couple of appearances there. Terry, this is one of those shows, I know my three daughters, if they haven't watched that series at least twice every episode, I'll be amazed. They absolutely loved it, and so did so many other people.
But not me. I've never seen an episode.
I was shocked.
One day, maybe. One day.
One day. Yeah, look, it was a terrific series, and a whole series of plots, of course, the things are dragged out a bit like in a lot of these shows, but it was just one of those good, heartwarming shows.
It has canned laughter, though, doesn't it, which I can't stomach.
Yes, unfortunately, but look, what can you do? I mean, that's the way they do it, isn't it?
They did it, yeah.
Oh, I did it, sorry. Well, I still do it, don't they? So.
I don't know, do they?
Oh, I think so. I watch some shows I see every now and then, I think, what are they laughing at? I don't find it funny. it might be just me, I guess.
Fair enough.
Terry, I believe you've got a song by a group called the Rembrandts.
I do. It's the Friends theme song. Thank you,
all
Roman.
Right. Catch everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.